one of the things done for your lineup, the injection he's given, you know, with, I mean, obviously he's hitting the ball, but has he changed the energy?
He does change the energy. Anytime you bring that level of production, it changes the energy. And you can tell just the way he, on the on-deck circle, going to the plate, each at-bat is personal to him. It's you can tell that a kid's been told for a long time that this is impossible, and he's enjoying proving a lot of people wrong.
Is this as good as you've seen Michaelis, not just this year, but other years when you've had a chance to watch him?
Yeah, this is a really, really good version of Michaelis. He's in control of every pitch. There's conviction behind it, but you can just tell he's in absolute control of every at bat, and it looks really good.
What do you think is leading to the consistency from Lyles? I mean, even when on nights in San Francisco when he said he didn't have his best stuff, there's still a formidable chance to win the ball game.
Yeah, I think a combination of one being truly healthy, like fully healthy, and he's able to go to different pitches based on what's working. Today the slider was in play for him. It was a really good pitch for him. On the ground a ton. So I think it's a combination of those two things.
Yeah. The first nine outs were six ground balls and three strikeouts. Did that give you an indication early on that stuff was really good?
Yeah, that plays. Yeah. Definitely was an indication of what the night was going to look like.
All wins are positives, obviously, but in a game like this where you get so many contributions from guys who kind of grinded for a while and then had to work to get to this level, does that have anything to ask you behind it? Did you see Donovan and Kramer?
No doubt. That's the competitiveness that we're talking about with our offense. You look at today, and those at-bats look different. There is a 1-9. They were relentless. There are some really, really tough at-bats, but there are also some smart at-bats where we took what was given to us. You look at the Dickerson at-bat with that pitch and just the double down the third baseline. Carlson did the same thing. Guys took what was available. Bader in the four-hole. And then we pop some against the wall, and 10 runs later, we're feeling pretty good about it. But there was a relentlessness to that offense that was fun to watch.
You're seeing Donovan really settle in, and he's driving the ball now.
Yeah, this is another guy. We talked a decent amount in spring about this group of players coming up, that there was something about them that was just very fearless. They don't back down. They don't make the moment any bigger than what it really is. And we're seeing that with a couple of guys that have come up lately. It's been really good.
Has he done enough to earn a third start, or is that still kind of up in the air?
Yeah, we'll look at that tonight. Yeah.
You chose to give Michaelis an extra day, and actually everybody this week an extra day of rest. And you went with kind of a bullpen game last night. Would you make that same decision again?
I would. I went back and forth quite a bit when we were making that decision. And at the end of the day, the long game of keeping those guys healthy was more important. And that extra day was appreciated by the staff. And moving forward, I just feel like it'll benefit us in the long run. Yeah.
Is he from Walsh tonight?
Walsh was good. Some good hop on that fastball. Four strikeouts. Curveball was definitely a player for him. I believe he got all six outs on the breaking ball. That played. Yeah, really nice job.
Yachty wanted no part of that Aaron throw at first base, didn't he?
Would you?
Good
Okay. We good?